Unit 4. Extra Listening. Page 37. Giving Advice. You are going to hear an agony aunt being interviewed about the advice she gives. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Good afternoon. I'm Steve Anderson with another edition of Teen Talk. My guest today is Amanda Grant, a well-known agony aunt who gives advice through a weekly column in Today magazine and through a phone-in program every Monday evening on Metro Radio. Welcome, Amanda.
Good to be here, Steve.
When we were talking before the show, you corrected me when I said you were a psychologist or counsellor.
Yes, that's absolutely right. I'm not a psychologist or a counsellor. I'm a journalist, and I think it's important for people to realise that many agony aunts are journalists, not licensed psychologists or trained counsellors, though some are, of course. Agony aunts like me give advice or an opinion, but we do not provide counselling or therapy.
So, if you haven't had professional training, what qualifies you to give advice?
Well, anybody can give advice. Doesn't everybody do it all the time? Seriously, though, those of us who become agony aunts because of our experience in journalism are good at research and at finding experts and resources for virtually anything. And a big part of an agony aunt's job is guiding people to the right place for help.
I see. So now, let's get some details about your work. Let's start with your radio show. Can you describe the process for us?
Certainly. To begin with, my show is only an hour long. That means, unfortunately, that I can't speak on air to everybody who calls in. The show's producer is the one who actually chooses the calls that I take on the air. She tries, first of all, to make sure that there's a wide variety of questions. In other words, if, say, 10 people call to ask about the best way to break up with their boyfriend or girlfriend, I'll only talk to one or two of those people.
Why's that?
Well, if we didn't do that, the programme would be quite dull. And it's important to remember that my radio show, like my magazine column, is meant to be entertaining as well as informative. The second thing the producer does regarding callers is to screen out unsuitable callers.
What types of callers are considered unsuitable?
Well, there's a range. Some people can't speak loudly enough, for example, or seem so nervous that they can't speak at all. They are generally unsuitable to have on air. Often the producer will suggest that these people email me their question, which I'll then answer after the show. And then there are people who are clearly making joke calls. And there are those who want to ask about things that can't really be discussed on the radio.
Some of our listeners may not know the types of questions you get. What are the most common subjects that callers want advice about?
Well, lots of people, as I said earlier, want advice about how to break up with someone. And nearly as many want to ask about overcoming shyness and asking someone out on a first date. I also get quite a lot of calls about getting along with parents, being bullied at school, fitting in at school, solving family arguments, loneliness during holiday periods, and overcoming drug or alcohol addiction.
I often listen to your show, and I've noticed that you frequently suggest that callers contact particular organisations or community services, but you don't provide specific information, such as a telephone number.
That's right, I don't. And that's so I can speak to more people who call in. Instead, those callers needing referrals speak again to the producer, who provides them with the information. Also, at Metro Radio, that information is posted on the station's website, and is available to everybody.
I see. And I suppose that's useful, because many listeners share similar problems to the callers.
Yes, exactly.
Now let's move on to the letters published in your magazine column. How do you select those?
In a very similar way as callers are chosen, actually. I aim for variety and for topics that will appeal to the magazine's target audience. In the case of Today magazine, that means people in their 20s.
Are the letters published with the writers' real names?
Absolutely not. In addition to changing their names, I also remove other information that would make them identifiable. That makes people feel freer to write to me.
Do you answer all the letters you receive, or only the ones that are published?
I answer them all, though not every Agony Aunt does that.
What's the most difficult problem you've been asked about?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that. There have been so many. Well, I'll tell you what's most difficult for me, and probably for every Agony Aunt. When someone has a serious problem, but also lets me know that they're unwilling to get help from the proper authorities. That leaves me feeling extremely helpless.
Well, there's so much more to talk about, but I'm afraid we're out of time. Amanda, thank you for coming. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Brian Prammell, who is an expert on...